Now, here's one of the things about being a Christian and being a Catholic. We've got this really, really big book called the Bible that's got 73 books that are part of the big book. And then we've got parts of this big book that have books in it, like the letter to the Romans, that have passages like the one that the girl who read it today, I thought you read it really, really well. But a lot of you might have been saying, huh? What in the world is St. Paul talking about? I have no idea. And I had that feeling yesterday when I read it. I thought, oh my goodness, how am I going to help people to understand what St. Paul is saying in one of the most important passages of the whole of the New Testament? And here's what I want us to think about this morning. I want us to think about a particular word. It's the word faith, okay? Now, faith is what the church calls a virtue. Have you guys ever heard of a virtue before? Can you just put your hand up if that word is familiar to you, the word virtue? Okay, that's good. For some of you, you're familiar with that word. So let's think about this word virtue for a minute. A virtue is an attitude that leads to certain actions. An attitude that leads to certain actions. Let me use an illustration. I have a little doggie at home. He's a Bichon Frise. He's a cute white dog, okay? His name is Yogi. And Yogi has a certain attitude. His attitude is, whenever he sees me, he is like super happy. And there was a time I was away for a couple of days, and on the second day, he was so sad he wouldn't come out of his kennel. On the third day, he was so sad he wouldn't eat his kibble unless it had some cheddar cheese put on it. Why? Because Yogi's attitude is directed in a particular way towards me. And when he's with me, he can be all the Bichon Frise that he is supposed to be, but apart from me, he feels somewhat lost. Well, this is kind of like a virtue. A virtue is an attitude that we have that turns us more and more towards Jesus, okay? But faith is not just an attitude that turns us more to Jesus. It's called a theological virtue. That's a big word, theological. What it means is this. Apart from God helping us, we cannot have the virtue or the attitude of faith. But when we allow God to help us with this virtue, this attitude, something can happen in our lives that apart from God cannot happen. So I want to kind of illustrate this in a certain way. Here I've got an extension cord. Troy, could you come and help me? Thank you. I'm going to ask Troy to plug the end of this extension cord into the outlet that we've got right back there behind the altar. Okay, so this is what I want you to understand. So, does this extension cord have power running through it now, yes or no?
Yes.
How come? Because it's plugged into the source. So here's what we want to understand about faith. We put our faith in someone greater than ourselves. We put our faith in the love of God that is in Jesus Christ. Jesus who came to this world 2,000 years ago, okay? But look, we've got this super long extension cord that's connected all the way back to the outlet. Can you guys see the outlet from where you're sitting? Put your hand up if you can. Can you all? Some of you can, some of you can't. Okay, fair enough. That's good. Good, good, good. But here's the thing about faith. We don't just put our faith in anything. We put our faith in the love of God, which is the greatest power that has ever come into the world. Okay, do you understand that so far? And then the extension cord is the church's life over the last 2,000 years to where we are now. Troy, could you come and hold this for me here? It's great having Troy here for all sorts of reasons. Today, it's good to have him as my assistant. Now I've got a light over here, okay? I want us to imagine that this light is your life, my life, Troy's life, Agnes's life, Nicholas's life, Madame Favreau's life, Principal Horton's life. It's all of our lives. What's wrong with my light? It needs to be plugged in. Okay, so here's the thing I'm wanting to say. When you were baptized, that was when you became connected to the church. If I plug it in the right way, it will probably work better. Oh, can turn that off. So, now, through your baptism, You're connected to the church. So your parents brought you to the church to be baptized because of faith in Jesus. So you're now connected not only to the church, which is like the extension cord, but to the power, which is God's love, like the outlet. And here's the thing about that outlet. That outlet doesn't just power this particular plug, but it powers everything here at St. Peter's. All of the lights, all of the computers, the fridge, the furnace, everything is powered by the same source. But here's another thing. The power that St. Peter's has comes from somewhere else, doesn't it? From NMAX Energy or Direct Energy. I don't know who provides the energy for us, but one of them, right? And here's the point I'm wanting to help you to see. That's what our faith is like. Our faith is in God, who is so much bigger than we are. But when we become connected with God through our baptism, then St. Paul says something really interesting in today's reading from Romans. Repeatedly, he uses a word, justify, justify, justified. And he says we are justified by faith. In other words, what he is saying is we can truly become what it means to be human. We can live out the theological virtue of faith, which is to trust in the love of God in Jesus Christ, when we are connected to the church, which in turn is connected to the power, the love of God. But here's the thing. This is a very nice light. Oh, I like this light. But you know, I like my light just the way it is. I don't think I'll ever turn it on. Is this light going to do anything for me if it's dark? Not like this. I have to turn it on in order for it to shine. And that's what it is to live by faith. Each day, we have to make a choice. How am I going to live my life? Am I going to live my life practicing virtues like kindness, generosity, forgiveness, mercy? Or am I going to be the kind of person who's going to be angry? I'm going to be the kind of person who's vengeful. I'm going to be the kind of person who's just going to get back at that person for what they did to me. That's where we have a choice as to how we are going to live. But this is what I want to tell you today. The more our lives are joined to the church through the sacraments of our baptism. Some of you are going to be confirmed soon. We have the sacrament of confession, the sacrament of the Mass, the sacrament of holy orders, where a priest, in a particular way, becomes the spokesperson for Jesus, right? We've got the sacrament of marriage, where two people show by their love for one another as husband and wife, the love of God. And then we have a special sacrament, our seventh sacrament, that's called anointing. When a person is really, really sick, a priest will go and anoint that person to say that God is with them. So here's the beautiful thing about being Catholic that I want you to take away with you today. When we are plugged into Christ through the church, through the sacraments, we are given a power so that our lives can be a light that shines, especially in dark places. That's what you were meant for. That's what Paul means when he says we are justified. We become what it really means to be human when we are plugged into the love of God through Jesus, when we're connected to the church so that we can shine. Remember at the beginning I said my dog Yogi loves to be connected to me. And when he's connected to me, he can be all the dog Yogi wants to be. Well, when we're connected to Jesus through the virtue of faith, he empowers us to become more and more who he wants each one of you to be. And let me end where I began. Remember I said how much I loved your singing? What would it be like if you were all here, but only two of you sang? Wouldn't sound like much. Madame Favreau's playing on the piano would overpower your voices. But with each one of you singing in the way that you can, it makes a beautiful song. Similarly, each one of us allowing our light to shine with the love of God makes all the difference to your school, to how you live, to how you work, study, play, and be together. So sing with a united voice. Sing confidently, knowing that you are loved by Jesus, you are connected to him through the church, and you are precious children of our Father in heaven.